Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Kuf Hey. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Kuf Dalid Amid Beis, where the Gemara starts off with Miyam Rabbi Kiva, Rekika Loi Pasla Vihatanyom. You'll recall yesterday we learned in the Mishnah that every chalitza has three major components to it. Number one, we have the Kriya, where both he and she have to make statements. Number two, we have the chalitza itself, which is the removal of the shoe. And number three, we have the rekika, which is the spitting out by the yavama. Are all three crucial to a kosher chalitza? So we said back in our Mishnah, kriya is not ma'akev. Even if he does not make his statement, and she doesn't make her statement, it's still kosher. That was the lashon of the Mishnah. You got to do everything. But you have it, no kriya, it's still okay. Everybody agrees that if it's you leave out the chalitza portion, which is the removal of the shoe by the yavama, everybody agrees that that's possible. This is gunish. What is the machlokes in our Mishnah? Legabe rekika. Is rekika essential or not? A machlokes between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Lezer says if he left out the rekika, chalitzasa psula. According to Rebbe Kiva, chalitzasa ksheira. Machlokes in the Mishnah. And then subsequently we brought at the end of yesterday's af, Avud Shmuel. What did Avud Shmuel say? What did Avud Shmuel say? He said that if you have a situation of Yavama that did a rekika alone, no kriya, and no chalitza, just the rekika, it has partial effect. What partial effect does it have? That eventually, when they get around to it, tachloitz, the brother's brothers-in-law, that is, any one of the yavamim, has to go and do a chalitza. They are no longer able to do a yibam with this yavama. Since she started off the maisa chalitza mitarekika, from this point on, the only alternative they have is chalitza. The Gemara asked yesterday, who does Avuah de Shmuel say his maimer in accordance with? In accordance with Rabbi Kiva? Nah. In accordance with Blazer? Rabbi Gemara concluded in accordance with Rabbi. But now the Gemara is going to in fact challenge that, and we're going to try to say that even though Rabbi Kiva holds that Rekika loy pasla, in other words, that even without a Rekika you could still have a good chalitza, Rekika alone can make that the brothers can no longer be miyabim this yavama, they have to go ahead with chalitza. Freitimar, miyam Rabbi Kiva, rekika lepasla. Are you telling me that Rabbi Kiva holds that rekika does not pasl? Not pasl means doesn't pasl the yavam from doing yibam with the yavama. Vatan, you have a braisa. Cholze v'loy rakika v'loy kara. All you did was chalitza alone, no rekika. And no kriya. What's halacha chalitzasa ksheira? Now, if we think about this for a moment, we realize immediately that this is Rabbi Kiva speaking. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, if you only did a chalitza without a rekika, it's possible. Here it says chalitzasa ksheira. So this is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that rekika is not ma'akiv, and everybody holds that kriya is not ma'akiv. Okay, so you did a chalitza, it's kosher. Fine. Continues the braisa, rakika v'lei cholze v'lei kara. What happens with those rakika alone? Oh, that's the Avud Shmuel's issue. That's his whole case of a yavama that only did a rakika. She did not do a chalitza. She did not do a kriya. Chalitza psula. The chalitza is no good. However, even though it says chalitza is no good, says the top Rashi, upaislosa alo achin kin mefarish v'yozel. Like we will see shortly, the Gemara is going to conclude that even though chalitza is psula, but nevertheless, poiseles alo achin. So before we continue on, we see already that Rabbi Kiva does hold like Avuah de Shmuel, and Avuah de Shmuel holds like Rabbi Kiva, that even though the Yavama only did a rekika alone, and even though Rabbi Kiva holds that rekika is not ma'akev, nevertheless, based on rekika, that already spoils the opportunity for a yavam to be miyavam this yavama. Continues the braisa. What happens if there was a kriya alone and no rekika and no chalitza, Ein kan beis mechosh. Ein kan beis mechosh means this is totally meaningless. It has absolutely no validity whatsoever. And like Rashi says on the second line, v'afilu meyibam loy pasla. This doesn't even poison the waters to spoil the opportunity for a yavim to be miyavim. The yavim can be miyavim without any difficulty. Kri alone is gunish mid gunish. So let's establish who is the tan of this price. Ilein b'Reb Lezer. The first case was chotza v'le rakaka v'le kara chalitzasa ksheira. You're telling me that's kosher? The Amr Blazer, Blazer already said in our Mishnah. It says in the pasuk kochi yasa leisha shele yivne as base achiv that kochi yasa dovrishu ma'isa me'akev. And therefore, Blazer said both the chalitz itself is a ma'isa and the rikika is a ma'isa to me'akev. Masha ein kein the kriya is not ma'akev because that's not a ma'isa. That's just a dibur. No, if ma'isa is ma'akev. How does it say chalitzasa ksheira? Elapshita sechavada. It goes according to Rebbe Akiva. Uktani. What does it say in the second case? Rakika v'loy cholza v'loy kara chalitzasa psula. Now, when it says chalitzasa psula, what does that mean? Leman ilay mali alma. Are we saying the chalitz is possible to go and allow her to remarry? In other words, to have her as a yevama that's able to go and marry the shug. Pshita mi havi chalitza dishtari li alma. Does anybody in his right mind think that if you didn't do the chalitza portion of the chalitza, I mean, the reason why you call it chalitza is because the major act, that's the chalitza. So if you just did a rakika, v'leicholza, just a rakika alone, v'leicholza, v'leikara, you're going to say the chalitza is possibly kosher, so about the chalitza subsula. And love, the chinish of this price is li'achin, that what, that even though vis-a-vis the whole world, she cannot remarry yet, she still has that zika. However, the zika has been weakened to the extent and to the effect that the brothers can no longer do yibam, they can only do chalitza. Oh, shmamina, so therefore I've proven my point that if Rebbe Akiva could subscribe to what Avu Dishmul said yesterday, that even though Rebbe Akiva holds that Rikika is unnecessary, it's b'diavad, it's necessary, but b'diavad it's not ma'akiv, if she only did a Rikika, that has enough validity and effect that they can no longer do a yibam. And Rashi even adds another vart over here, that whenever you have the word chalitzasa psula, see if you look in the Rashi, the fourth line, alav lashminin the ifsulam me'achin the kaimulam mesechtes gittin kol mokim shishaninu, wherever you find in one of the Mishnayos or in the Gemara chalitza psula, it's possible in the sense that she is still has the zika and she has to take care of that. However, upo yiseles ala achin, it passed on the achin that the brothers can no longer do yibam, they have to do chalitza, but they don't no longer have the option to go and do yibam.
So it seems that if a woman does not want to do yibam,
yes,
and since a yavam can, per the Torah, do it bal korcha,
yeah,
if she were to, as it were, defend herself by preempting and doing doing rikika, mm-hmm, she could, as it were, stop a yibam from happening. If she, mm-hmm, said, I don't want this guy, and he's determined to be miyabim me. Mm-hmm. And even though the
Gemara, so it would appear from our Gemara.
Okay.
Rashi said yesterday, tachloit, it's got to be in front of bezin, lefnei bezin. In other words, if she's just Rashi yavam shirachika lefnei bezin, she just goes and walks in the street, or she sees her yavam and spits out on the floor, that doesn't do the trick. It's got to be the Enias Kenim in front of Bessin.
Right, but we also saw yesterday that in the Beis HaSurim, Rabbi Kiva's Machshir, so in an extreme case where a woman doesn't want to be taken in Yibam, she does have a defense mechanism, as it were.
So you
want
to go and be in the star of that, she can deal with that.
Yeah. And she can say, you too late, you can't.
The Maisa, we don't pass Rabbi Kiva, you have to have Sholish.
Okay.
But in case, according to Rabbi Kiva, and we're talking a little bit of Rabbi Kiva, if she did her kik in front of Bezin, that would be sufficient. But of course, it has to be with a kavana. But if she's doing it in front of Bezin, it's with a kavana to do a chalitza. Okay, good. Zokim al Rekiva, Maishna Rekiko, Maishna Kriya. Why is there a difference between Rekika and Kriya? What does Igmar mean to say? Because after all, Reb Lezer is totally consistent. Reb Lezer says in our Mishnah that the din of Rekika is Ma'akib and the din of Chalitza is Ma'akib because it is Kochi Yosel Ish. And we learn from that Kochi Yosel, a Maisa is Ma'akib. And here you have a Maisa of Rekika and you have a Maisa of a Chalitza, it's Ma'akib. Mashen Ken Kri is only a Dibor and not Ma'akiv. However, what does Rabbi Kiva hold? Rabbi Kiva holds that just like Kri is not Ma'akiv, Rikika is not Ma'akiv. Why is Rikika not Ma'akiv? It's a Maisa. So you remember back in the Mishnah, itself, Rabbi Kiva answered, because it says, Kachi Yosa Le'ish. There has to be something vis-a-vis the Ish. The Chalitz is vis-a-vis the Ish because you remove the shoe. However, the Rekika doesn't touch the Ish, it's just Bifonav and Bifnei the Zakenim, Bifnei the Bezin. So it's part of the ceremony, so to speak. However, it's nothing to do with the Ish. So therefore, that's not Ma'akif. That's how Rabbi Kiva learned. But now let's understand the Braisa. Since we said in the Braisa there's a major difference between Kriya alone, Ein Kan Beis Mechush, that's zero, meaningless, nothing happens. Rekika alone, however, causes their psul al achim. Manishtana, Rekika, that Rekika affects this psul al achim. Or Maishna Kriya, that doesn't do anything. Zokim, I'll tell you why. It's not min hatoyra, it's midrabon. Kriya di isabe mitchila bein basoif le michla filei. You're not worried that people are going to make a mistake and assume that a Yevoma can go and have a Yibam post-Chalitz. Rekika de Betchila, less of a Psoif Isa. Rekika is typically at the end of the ceremony, meaning after the Chalitz takes place, since it doesn't take place prior, it takes place after. If there's only going to be Rekika alone, Michlef Alei, I'm afraid that people are going to make a mistake, but also the Mishri Chalutza Liach. What does the Gemara mean to say? You have a person who was at the Bezdin. He was just passing by. Maybe he had some litigation with a friend of his or whatever. And he noticed that there's a Chalitza and he was curious and he goes in. So if he hears that there was a Kriya, that she goes and says that Me'ein Yevomi Le'ochim Le'ochiv Shem B'Yisrael Le'ova Yami, my brother-in-law refuses to go and participate in the Yibam. And then the person goes out and he goes home and he doesn't hear anything further. Or for that matter, if he hears at the end, he only hears this declaration, this kriya. Subsequently, a month later, he finds out that the Yovam and the Yavama got together and in fact there was a Yibam. So now he says to himself, there was a Yibam and I heard that kriya. Yeah, but that's no raya, because at least the initial kriya, perhaps all the kriya, was done at the beginning. Because even before you do the chalitz and even before you do the rekika, there is that initial that she says, Me'ein yevomi l'hokim l'ochev shem b'Yisrael. Ah, so that kriya was the beginning. Perhaps after the kriya, the Bezdin convinced her not to go ahead, or convinced the Yovam not to go ahead with the chalitza, and try to go to psychologists and psychiatrists and therapists to make the shikla meshiga, and also to see whether or not we can get the Yovam and the Yavama together again to make Yim. Oh, so there really wasn't a chalitza after all, and that's how they permitted this Yim. But Avada, normally you don't allow for Yibam after Chalitz. However, since Rekika, by definition, according to the Torah, comes post the Chalitza, if someone were to go by the Bezin and only see that one act of Rekika, he would assume that that Rekika was a post Chalitza act, and then if subsequently the two would get married, he would say, oh, you can have Yibam after Chalitza after all. And he would go and tell everybody, I was in the Bezin of these great three chief rabbis, and I saw the Rekika. And Rekika, as you know, comes towards the end. And Muzdach Zayin, that there was a Chalitza before that. And they're allowing for Yibam. So you see, you can have Yibam post Chalitza. So it's this concern that a person could make this big mistake that we said, you know what, once there's Rekika, don't allow for Yibam. That's the final act. And I'm sorry?
The cutoff,
exactly, and therefore you won't have to do the chalitza anymore. Well, I'm sorry, you will have to do a full-fledged chalitza, but you won't allow the yovam and the yavama to do a yibam after that, so that people shouldn't be mechlefa, shouldn't make a mistake, and assume that you can have a yibam post-chalitza. So this is the discussion we had, which began with the Avu Dishmur. We have an Ika Diyamri, Hochi Sholchalei. This is what Avu Dishmur sent. It's the same as the first Avu Dishmul, but it goes one step further. And that is, Yivama Shirakika, if Yivama only did the Rekika Tachlait, meaning that the brothers can no longer do Yivam, they can only do Chalitza. So that's exactly the same as yesterday. But then Avu Dishmul adds, Ve'ina Tzricha Lorek Bamacheretz, when they do have the Chalitza in a day, or in a week from now, or in a month from now, they don't have to go through the Rekika again, because we already had one Rekika, the Shringanuk. I'll tell you a story. There was a lady that came in front of Rabami, In other words, a maisa chalitza. Have Yosef Baba Barmamu kamei, and Baba Barmamu was sitting there watching what was going on. Rokika mikamei detachleit. Rokika mikamei. First, she did a rikika before they did the chalitza. Normally, it's chalitza first and rikika second. She did rikika first, and now she's about to do the chalitza. Omle Rabami chaloit lo v'shor l'teka. All you have to do now is do the chalitza, and then the story is over. Literally, the word Shar Leitigra means that the dispute has been resolved. It is not so much a dispute. It really means the court case will be finished. You don't have to do the Rekika over again. Just do Chalitza and we're done. Omele Rababa, so Rababa, who was sitting there, said, Vobi Eden Meirek, don't you have to do the Rekika, host the Chalitza? No, Harakika law, she already did it, Skinuk. So he asked the Teira Kumabakach, so let her do it over again. What's the big avla? What's so terrible? He says, I'll tell you why. Nothing min a churba, because a churban could come out. What would be the churban? The amris, the head of a teirik. If you're going to go and insist that she does a second rikika post the chalitza, amri, they're going to go and say, oh, you know why? Because rikika kamaisa, less one mashosha. That rikika that took place a half an hour ago or whenever, that was worthless. I mean, that's the reason why you have to do it over again. So you know what's going to happen? In a week from now, you're going to have another situation where you're going to have a yevama, who's just going to do the rikika, and then people are going to say, not like Avu Adishmul, and they're going to go and say, nothing happened, she just did a rikika, and now she's free to go and have yibam with her yevam. But we already established, no, that's not permissible. So therefore, says the Gemara, if you're going to make the first rikika as if it was gunished, as if it's meaningless, then in a future situation where a yevama only does rikika, then someone will learn from that. Okay, it's meaningless. You have to do the rikika over again, according to our Gemara. Since it's meaningless, you could allow for a yibam. But we just passed like a Avud Shmuel that you cannot allow for a yibam after there was already a rikika. But for anything more about being in Kisidron, doesn't the Torah say, and then the Yarka Befanov? And it says in the Pasuk, Koch Yoslish, shouldn't it go in order? He says, Kisidron Lein Akva. Even though Lechatchil it should go in order, but it's not Ma'akiv. So who saw it, who you come Matchile? So the Baba Mamamul heard that from Mamam, he figured that his Mamam was just, you know, pushing him away and just answering him. But afterwards, Nofik Duk Vashkach, in fact, he did his research and he found, decided to do a braisa. Bein Shehektem Chalitza L'Rikika. Bein Shehektem Rikika Allah Chalitza. Masha Osa, Osoi. It's kosher and you don't have to redo it. And therefore, Seder is not Ma'akiv, even though Lechatchila, you're right. You should do the Chalitza first, Rikika second, as we state in the Torah. But if you did in the other direction, the other way around, it's also kosher. So here in this lady who did the Rikika first, and then Rabami says, okay, now do the chalitza. And you don't have to repeat the rikika again. Masha also, it's kosher. Now the Gemara starts over the story. Levi nofak li kiryosa. Levi went out to kiryosa. Kiryosa literally means to the towns, to the cities. And when he came there, bo mino, they asked Levi the following three questions. The first two, nogea to us. Third one, nogea to a posik in Daniel. First, they asked him, Bo'imina, give mis mau shetachloit. We spoke in our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, if you have chas v'sholem, a yovam who is an amputee, whether the amputation was lamala, higher than the knee, below the knee. Now we're talking about Nebuch that the yovama is an amputee, not in her leg, but in her hand. And as a result, her hand is not available to go and be choleitz the na'al. So can she do a chalitza? So you're saying, well, how can she do a chalitza if she doesn't have a hand? Says Rashi, bishineha, would she be able to remove the yavam's shoe with her teeth? Would that be kosher? That was question number one. Question number two, yavamish rokika, dam mahu. What happens instead of roik, saliva coming out, blood came out. What would be the din? Number three, there's a pasuk in Daniel. Hava agid lecha es haroshem biksav emes. This is a malach that's coming down to Daniel and saying to him, I will show you what's written up lemala, b'ksav emes, with an emes iksav. So, feitimar, mechal de iksav she'en emes, if this is coming from upstairs in Shemayim, could a kachbot send down fake news, chas v'sholem, on different social media where they do allow fake news or don't allow fake news? if it's coming from Kodesh Baruch, it's got to be Ksaveres. So they asked these three questions to Levi. He didn't know the answer to any of the three Shailas. Also showed by Midrashas. He himself was not embarrassed. Intellectual integrity. He went to the Bismanish. So they told him on the three Shailas. Number one, Mikse v'cholza biyad. Does it say in the Torah that she has to take off the shoe with her hand? So therefore, shinayim, teeth work. Umikse v'yorka roik. Does it say that she has to spit out dafka spittle? Even blood will work. But here it's not that simple. As we'll see later on in the Gemara, it's not because blood is a substitute for roik, but rather that efsher lidam beloy tichtuche roik. If a person is spitting out from his or her mouth blood, by definition there's going to be some saliva there as well. So therefore, even though she spit out blood, there's also saliva, and you yoitz it with that. Aval agel lecho arosh b'ksav emes. It really depends on the Gzardin, the decree of Kodesh Baruch was made upstairs in Shemayim. If it's accompanied with an oath, that cannot be broken. However, if there's no oath, you can be mispalel so that the Gzardin should fold and should go away. How do you know if the Gzardin is coupled with an oath that you cannot tear it? Shenemar, very famous case of the Bnei Eli, L'chein Nishbati, L'Beis Eli, Im Yiskaper, Oven Beis Eli, B'Zevach, U'B'Mincha, Ad Oilam, because of what the terrible sins that the Beis Eli were doing with the Kabonis and with the women, etc. As a result, even if they were to go and bring Zevach Mincha, 1,000 Kabonis, Ad Oilam, they're not going to have a Kapora forever. They're all going to be doomed. One of the major doomed aspects, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, is that anyone from the Beis Eli passed away at a young age. In fact, the Gemara is going to tell a story as young as 18 years old. Unfortunately, they were not Marach Yomim because of the sins of the Bnei Eli. So that's what the Gemara means, L'chein Nishbati. That's a Shvua. You can go and stand on your heads, you can bring as many Kabbonis as you want. That's a Gzardin, Shieshi, Moy Shvua, Saf Emes, nothing you can do. Nevertheless, the Gemara throws in, almost as a parenthetical, Omar Rabba, Bezevav Mincha, in the Miskapa. Why does it say in the Pasuk, in Miskapa, Oven Beis Eli, Bezevav Mincha? It should just simply say, in Miskapa, Ad Oilam. By saying Bezevav Mincha, it's trying to tell you, there is a way out after all. A Miskapa, who be divrei Torah? If you go and learn Torah, Torah is Achmegin, and Torah is Achmechaper. So that will already act as a kapara for you. What 1,000 kabbonis cannot do, learning a blat gemara can do, and therefore then they could be zocha to arichas yom, or at least a lengthening of the days than they otherwise would have got. What Abai is referring to, not only Torah, but also gemilas chasid has that power of being mechaber. In fact, the Gemara tells us about Rabba v'Abai and the Beis Eli Kos. So both of them were descendants of Beis Eli. Rabba,
they were Kohanim.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Abai was a Kohen.
Yes, Abai was a Kohen, and it says here Rabba was also a Kohen. Now, although our Gemara uses the expression Rabba, there are other Gisois that say Rava, and because of that, in fact, if you want to look at the Rashi, which is about 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. So our Rashi, according to our Girsa, all Rashi is saying is take out the Vav, it's Omarova instead of the Omarova. But notice that there's a Dalit of the Bach, and therefore that Bach tells us an Oiz Dalit here in the right hand margin. Svarim Achirim, it's not that Rashi is trying to tell you Rova instead of the Omar Rova, but it's really Rabba v'legasin of the Omar Rova. In other words, we are correcting. It's not Rova, it's Rabba. Why would Rashi say that it's Rabba instead of Rova? So that's the choices here, the fairly lengthy choices here on the left-hand margin. Rova Abaye Medbeis Elikasu. Rabba Goris, the Rova lay have a coin. Rova wasn't a coin. He brings another Gemara from elsewhere.
From Cholin, they showed me.
Yes. But others disagree. In fact, the Machloik is whether it's Rabba or Rova. If it's Rabba and Abaye, it's very simple because we know Rabba and Abaye were related. Rabba was Abaye's uncle, and he went and raised Abaye because Abaye and Nebuch was a Yosem from both sides. So it makes sense that they were both Kehanim. Rova, there's no concrete evidence, but you see from the girsa that we have in Rashi, as opposed to the Bach, that it's Rava speaking, not Rava speaking. Toys says, no, it's not Rava, it's Rava. So anyway, there's a machlokes among the Rishonim whether this could be Rava instead of Rava. But getting back to our Gemara, so learning Torah is Gevaldik, and that gave Rabba 40 years of life. Abai, who learned Torah and did Chesed, he lived 60 years. Tosis tells us we shouldn't think that Rabba poo-pooed Chesed. Rabba also was Oisik b'Chesed, but not to the same degree of Abai, and that's why for Abai this really was a shot in the arm and gave him an additional 20 years. Well, Rabba, who did standard Gemilas Chesed, not superstar Gemilas Chesed, he was Zoichet for 4 years. Nimor tells us the story. Tanar Abba. Rashbach, yes.
Abba used to, I think, make sudos for when they finished the Masechta. He made a
beautiful, great. Hopefully he did other chassadim as well. But yes,
that's Shervet the Rabbanan.
Absolutely. Good, very good. Tanar Rabbanan, Mishpocha Akas Hoyz B'Yishalayim. There was one Mishpocha. Shehoyu, Mesim Kiben Shmoin Esri Shana, that Nebuch passed away the age of 18, in other words, all the young men, Nebuch, perhaps the ladies as well, basically, all passed away at 18 years old. Maybe you're all descended from Beis Eli. What you should do is go, everybody should go and learn and learn and learn Torah, that's going to be mechaber. From that point on, they had Arichas Yamim. They no longer passed away at the premature age of 18. Baruch Hashem, they lived a much longer life. Couldn't tell us how long, but certainly longer than 18. As a result, to go and show their appreciation of Yechon Mitzakai, or perhaps that just was the people until now had always thought about this as a family, that Nebuch, everybody died prematurely. All of a sudden we see, Baruch Hashem, they're all living longer and longer. Why? Because of Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore they got the name, the Yochanan family, because of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakai. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Unya Omer Rav, Minayin L'Gzadin Shel Tzibur She'enin Nechtam. How do we know Gzadin of Tzibur Einin Nechtam? Porsche Pshat means it's not sealed. Now, this really has no direct correlation with the previous Gemara, but since we spoke about a Gzardin Sheyesh Moshua and a Gzardin Sheyeni Moshua, that one is revocable, the other is irrevocable, so therefore we go off a drop on a tangent. So how do you know Gzardin Shul Tziba in a Nechtam, that it's not sealed? For example, in a Nechtam, Voxim is in the Pasik, Ki im dechabsi b'neser, b'tar b'lecho boiris, Nechtam avoynech lefonai. This Pasik is saying, Pasik in Yirmia, Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying is, that Nebuch, your sins are such a terrible blot and blemish, no matter im techapsi ben Esser, if you were to go and take the best detergent and do kvisa and launder it, the tarb of the chaboydis, add as much soap as you will. Nechtam over chlofani. The word nechtam over here is not written with a ches, it's written with a chof, and therefore it's like the word kesem that we find by a nida, that she has a spot in her garments. Here the spot is going to remain there forever. You cannot remove it with the best detergents and the best soaps. And the Gemara uses the word nechtam with a chof, as if it says nechtam with a ches, and saying it's a chasima, it's sealed in, these sins are sealed, there's no way of getting them out. So you see, it is nechtam. Elaminan shafil nechtam iskareya. What Rav Shmuel Bar Inya Omer Rav meant to say is that even if it's nechtam, even if it's Nebuch signed and sealed, miskareya, with tfilis, you can go and tear through the worst gesedus. Shnei mitzvot v'asim yikashem alkeinu b'chol kareinu elav. You can always approach a Kodesh Baruch Hu both before exadin, after exadin, even if it's nechta, chol kareinu elav. Right, but there's another pasuk. Yishu Hashem b'miyamatzai. You can only approach Hashem when He is available, when you make an appointment, so to speak. Not b'chol kareinu. So to malekasha habiyachad habitzibu. We had this quote at the end of Masechtas Yuma, where there's enough community, a Yochid and a Tzibur. That a Tzibur, anytime, 24-7. A Yochid, however, only special times. Yochid Amos went from Nachman Amar Abba Ravua, Eilasar Yomim, Shebein Roshan, Aliyam Kippur. That's a special 10 days where you can make appointments with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, do tshuva, and get close to Hashem. Even a Yochid, a person all on his own. Sholcholei Lavud Yishmuel. Oh, he had a Vud Shmuel at the beginning of today. What? And now we're sending again Shailas to Vud Shmuel. Yivom Mishirach Kodam Tachloitz Lifi Efshe L'dam B'lei Tzitzuach Reik. So, although the Gemara says Sholcholei Lavud Yishmuel, it sounds like a Vud Shmuel is giving this psak, or maybe they sent him the psak and he asked the question. But the point is that the Gemara says Yivoma, that rakika, that she spit out dam, tachloit, that's a good chalitza, or from now on she can only be chalitza, she cannot do yibam again, like we started off Avud Shmuel today. Why? Because all the Yivomim become now nifsalu to this Yivoma. Once you do a rakika, that's it, boys. And the reason, remember we said the Gemara before, because otherwise, if there's a rakika, people assume that that's the end of the chalitza. If we're going to have a yibam subsequently, people say, oh, you see, even after a chalitza, you can have a yibam, like we discussed earlier today. Zokti Yimara says, Avud Shmuel, they said, send two Avud Shmuel, Yivam Shirak Adam, Tachloitz, why? The Fishiev Shladam, Beloitz Tzuch Reich. By definition, if a person is spitting out from his or her mouth, there's going to be some droplets of Reich, and so therefore, Miyarka, Yarka Bafanov, there was a Rekika of Reich. Frankie Mar Mesve. Now this is talking about not a Yivam, we're talking about a Zov. It says in the Pasuk, if a Zov v'chiyoroik hazov batohar, if a Zov spits out on a person that is tohar, v'chim is begodov, v'rochat v'mayim ba'oravi, this person unfortunately becomes tamei, not tamei forever, becomes tamei temporarily. He has to go to the mikvah. He has to go and toivul the begadah of the mikvah, and then he will become tahar. Ah, says, what happens if the zov, instead of spitting up saliva, spit up dam? Dam a yoitz mipiv, or mipia oma, or from the oma down below. Zok the braise, it's tame. I'm sorry. Yochel, I would think that that dam has the same status just like saliva, like spittle. And I would think the dam that comes from down below has the same status like ziva. Blood that comes out of the mouth, that's not roik. Dam that comes out of the oma, that's not ziva. That's not metame. Elator, it's tar. It's the chastira. Here we're saying that the dam that comes out of the yevoma's mouth, there has to be some roik there, and therefore it's a good rakika. Yet over there, like the case of the Zav, we say, there's no roik, it's just da. Make up your mind. It depends really how this developed. If she's moitzetzes means that she was sucking inside her mouth. For instance, she had something between her teeth, or she felt a little blood there, and therefore she was trying to suck it all out, and then she spits it out, then part of that blood is going to have in it some reich. On the other hand, shoises means that it just drooled out, or dripped out, or what have you, so it could very well be that the person, the zov, has some sort of wound in his gums or whatever, and the blood just came out, and there was no reich mixed in. So it depends on the circumstances, your reich and your reich. Anyway, that's the end of the story. Now, remember, we started off the story, Levi Nofak Likiyosa, and they asked him three questions, and he says, I don't know any of the answers. He had to go into the Bis Medrash and find out about the Gidmis, that you can do it with the teeth, and that if you go and roikik with dam, that certainly includes some spittle in it, and the pshat in that posik in Daniel, depends on whether Gzar Din Shiyeshu Moishvua, any Moishvua. So the interesting thing is, that in Yaakov goes on this Gemara, and he quotes the Yerushalmi. I looked it up in the Yerushalmi, and I wanted to share it with you, because it's far more expansive on our Gemara, and it tells you what is this Levi Nofek L'Kiyosa, and what is this all about. So, without going through every single word, because it's a little bit more wordy, it's a little bit different version than our Gemara. What does it say over here? It says in the Gemara, B'nei Simonaya, the people from a town called Simon, Asun legabi Rabbi, they came to Rabbi Amrin Lay, and they said to Rabbi, Boch titen lon, please do us a favor. We need chad barnash, we need one individual. Dorish, that's a baldarshan, he's a dayan, he knows how to paskin alacha, he should be a chazan, he should be a sapor, I guess a soifer, and a misnayan, and he should go and teach for us. V'oven lon kol tzurchinan, in other words, a kolboy. We need one individual that can take care of all the ritual and all of the religious matters and halachic matters, whatever we need for the community. The Avloin and Rebbe sent them Levi Bar Sisi, our Levi. So when he heard, oh, the great lady is coming, sent by Rabbeinu HaKadosh, also Libi Megdolah, they made a large, big platform, they Shivu Allah, and they had him sit at the top of that platform. Asked Mishalim, they asked him, Hagidmis, but Mehi Cholad says, how does a Gidmis who has no hand, how does she do Chalitza? V'loi Agivoyin. He did not respond. Rokadam, what would be the din? V'loi Agivoyin. He did not respond. Omrin, Dilma, continuing on, Omrin, Dilma, the less who, Mori open. Maybe he doesn't know halacha, but nishalei shalom le'bagod. Let's go and ask him, psanakada to shalom. Os v'shalom le'i, ma'u din dichsiv. What's this passing? Aval agid l'chos roshim ksav emes. Is it possible to have a roshim, which is not ksav emes? V'loi agivon, and he didn't know the answer. Asim l'gabi, the Rebbe, so the town people came to Rebbe. Amrin le'i hadein paisuna defayas nasach. You told us that this is going to be a good candidate that knows everything and a cold boy, you know, all that. I can't go to Shachana Murat. Oh, Maloin. So, Rebbe answered, Chayechon, I swear in my life, Kachbochu's life, Barnash de Kavasi Yehavis Lachon, Levi that I sent you is just on the same Madrega as me. He knows all the same Torah, the same Halach, and the same Magadah, just like me. And then he said, I'll prove it to you. Shalach, he called Levi back. I see, say, Bishole. Tell me, what's the law? Omale. Rokadam Mao. What's it in Roita? Omale. In Yesh by Tachzuche Shal Roik. It's kosher. It's a good Rakika if there's Roik inside. Hagid Misbamehi Choletz. Omale Bishina. With the teeth. Omale Mao Din Dachsiv. It says, what's Pshat in the Posik? Abagid Lachos Rosh Mixab Emes. In Emes, Lama Rosh Emes. In Rosh Lama Emes. Yeah. Omale, he told him, Ashlin Ischatim Zardin Rosh. Mishchatim Zardin Emes. Amalei, he said to him, "V'lamalei agivasizun." I see you know the answer to all the questions. How come you didn't give this answer? Amalei said, "Levi asuli b'magadoyla." They put on this big platform, v'shivu oisi alel, and they had me sit there at the top. V'tofach ruchi alai, and as a result, I started feeling a sense of arrogance. V'kara olav, and I remembered the pasuk in Mishlei, "Emnevalta b'hisnase v'imzamoisa yad lepeh." What does that mean? Migorim lechol dehisnabel bedivrei Torah. Why did you become like a nevola bedivrei Torah? Meaning that you forgot your learning and you weren't able to express yourself and answer the questions. Al sheni seisa ben atzmacha, because you became arrogant and you became haughty. You saw the big platform that put you on top. You felt like you're in the top of the world. Oh, they put me on top of the Empire State Building or on the top of the Weiss Liberty Tower or whatever, top of Mount Everest. I really felt great. And because of that gaiva, that's why I had a momentary memory lapse. And that's the end of the story, the way Yerushalmi brings it, which of course gives you a much, it's a beautiful story, but it's interesting. This lady went to the Kiryas, and not that he was just going on a tour, a Jewish heritage tour, going to a particular Kirya, but he was sent there as their new Rav to this Beis Semenaya. And the reason why he wasn't able to answer the question, not because of Tzadam Moritz, he knew all the answers. But unfortunately, gaiva can get to a person, then you forget what you wanted to say, or you forget the halacha, etc. That's the Yerushalmi. Want to take a picture, you can. Yeah.
Wasn't there a story, I think it was by Achav, and the prophet, they were sent down a false nevuah to sort of mislead.
The Bab Kama, when they want to go... With the Karen, they'll pierce the armament of Aram with the Baba Kama, right?
Right. So they brought, yeah. So you know, I see you know Nach from Gomorrah, excellent.
Yeah,
good yeshiva boy. But there they did send down some kind of false,
misleading nevuah.
They said that in Valojin there were two Talmidim that were learning Masechta Sanhedrin or Masechta Malkus. And they said, we have a Beferish Raya that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were brothers. What's the Raya? Because it says in the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Ultimate Mishnah Malkus, that Kroivim Apostle the Eidus, no matter how kosher they are, even if you have people like Moshe and Aaron who were brothers and they are made testimony, you can't rely on it because they're Kroivim. Anyway, that's your nach that you learned from the Gemara. It's not nach, it's tanach. Good. Chedesh Nechlatz. Back in the Mishnah we had yesterday, three cases. The Chedesh Nechlatz, Chereshe Shechotza, the Chedletzes Lekoton, Chalitzosa Psula. When we said Chalitzosa Psula, remember we said on the Omer Aleph, the Rashi said, that it's possible, but priselis ala achin, it has some effectiveness. That's Rameir. It's zero, it's gunish megunish. Like the Bryce said before, ein kan beis michush. So any other chalitza psula, that's chalitza psula. But the Chum disagree with Rameir. It's not a chalitza psula. It's nothing. It's meaningless. It's totally irrelevant. There's nothing occurred whatsoever. And then the Mishnah continues on. Kitana shecholza, yeah. You wait until she tagdil, and then she should do another chalitza. And if she didn't, then chalitza psula. Omer Yirah Marab, this is Rameir. That's the Omer ish kosev beparsha. Umakshin ish al ish. What is this all about? It says in the pasuk that vim lo yach boi to ish lakachas es yivim toy. If the ish doesn't want to do yibam, the old yivim te hashara viomra lefnei azkenim mein yivam lak lo shemen lo yover yami. Oh, so the pasuk begins vim lo yach boi to ish and then continues on vim also yivim toy. Now yivim toy is not a lashon of isha. But it's certainly the equivalent of Isha for these purposes. And so therefore says our Gemara, Zudir Ramei, the Yom Ish Kosev Beparisha, and Ish means Ish V'lei Koton, Umakshin Ish Al Ish, that it's got to be an Isha and not a Ktanos. Again, it doesn't say Isha in the passing, it says Yivimtoi, but that's the equivalent here, and therefore V'lei Ktan. Avacham, when the Chum say, Ish Kosev Beparisha, Isha Ben Toi Leben Ktan, it doesn't say Isha, and therefore I don't subscribe to this, Yivimtoi is the equivalent. And therefore, Isha Beng Doyle Beng Tana, Ktana would be good after all. Man Chacham, who the Chacham? Reb Yoisi. Reb Yoisi. Now, what's the story with Reb Yoisi? So to get to the Reb Yoisi that holds that even Ktana, we're going to have to go through the next 20 lines, a very fascinating story. But just remember, the purpose of bringing this whole story is to tell us that Reb Yoisi holds even a Ktana can go and that can do a Chalitza. Man, Chacham Reb Yosi, the Reb Chia of Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe have a Yasvi. They were both sitting. As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, the reason why they were sitting, they were waiting in with great anxious anticipation for Rebbe to come on the scene, because Rebbe was scheduled to give a shiur. But what do Talmidim do before the Rebbe gives a shiur? They don't talk about the Knicks, they don't talk about Biden, but Pasach Hamin Avi Omar. He said, Advar Alocha. A person who's davening should have his eyes downward. Now, downward doesn't mean that you look at your feet. Rashi says it means that you think about Eretz Yisrael. You see Rashi about three lines higher. Ein of lamata, klabi Eretz Yisrael. Mata means here down on Mother Earth, planet Earth. Mishum the Shechina, Hosam Kai, because that's where the Shechina is, down here. Kidachsev, vayu enai velibi sham kol hayam. Going back to Marshanem, vayu enai velibi sham kol hayam. So therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, and when we're talking about Shom, is referring to Eretz Yisrael, it's specifically Yerushalayim in the base of Mikdash, and that's why we, of course, daven in that direction. So, Tzorach Shita Ein of Lamata. So Lamata, again, doesn't mean looking at the ground. It means that you have your mind right, thinking about Yerushalayim in this way. That's the next. V'chan Omar Ein of Lamala. No, it's the other way around. You look up. Shenemar Nesol Aveinu El Kapoyim El Keil Bashamoyim. Nesol Aveinu El Kapoyim. We are raising up our hearts towards Kel Bashamay. Ad Hochi Osa Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Gabai. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi came by and listened to this discussion. Amalehu b'mayaskisa. What are you talking about? Amalehu. We're talking about Hilchas Tzvila. Amalehu kach Omer Abba. Abba meaning the father of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, which was of course Rabbi Yosi. Abba said, Yov Yakos Vashlishi Vyachriya Beinem Hamispal Tzarach Sheiten Enav Lamata Beliba Lamala Kiriches Kaim B'Shneim Mikrois Halolu. This way, both psukim your mekayim. You keep your ein of lamata thinking about Yerushalayim, but your heart is up towards the heaven. In fact, that's the lashon nesol v'aveinu el kapayim. So the lev should be towards lamata. She mekayim both mekrais. Okay, as this discussion is now coming to a conclusion, ad hachi also Rebbe Lemesef. Ah, Rebbe's coming in now to give the shir. Inu dehava klili. These two young men, that was Reb Chia and Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, they were light in terms of light footed and not heavy in terms of weight. You see, they were able to quickly get to their seats and sit down and be ready for the shir. Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi, who was the third one that came on the scene, Agav Yukra, he was somewhat stout. And the Rashi brings in Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia that he was quite heavy. Anyway, Agav Yukra, because then I'm Vasei of Ozel, he wasn't able to get to his seat so quickly, and it took a little bit time. And it looked like the word Mefaseh of Ozel means it looked like as if he had to go and go over people, because As you recall, if it was a large crowd, they would go and learn outside. And even if this was talking inside of his medrash, but Rabbi Yossi had to get from place to place, and therefore he had to constantly, people had to make room for him, and he was, you know, Kanainahara, he was stout. So it took a while, and it caused a little bit of a disruption before Rebbe could begin the shir. Omri Avdon. Avdon, who was one of the Talmidim of Rebbe, he was annoyed. He said, we've been waiting here already for 3.5 minutes, all because of that. Who is that one that's delaying us and that's constantly pushing everybody away and coming to the seat? Omri, he said, I'm Yishmael Bar Yosi. He asked me, my name is Yishmael Bar Yosi. She bossed a little bit, Rebbe. I also want to learn Torah for Rebbe, just like you. So Avdon, as you can see, was a little bit nasty. And he said to him, who says you're roi to learn Torah from Rebbe? After all, you're delaying everybody here. Was Moshe Beinu on the Madrega of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel? Of course not. Nevertheless, kind of come to learn. So I may not be on the Madrega of a Talmud Hogan, but I'm coming to learn. You're comparing yourself to Moshe. So then, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi said, "V'chi Rabcha Elikimu." Do you assume that Rebbe is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that Moshe Nekodesh Baruch Hu? Notice he said, "V'chi Rabcha." Even though Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi is coming to hear the shir from Rebbe, so Rebbe was his Rebbe as well. Why does he say Rabcha? So Rabbi Yosef Shakli Rebbe Limitrafisei. Rebbe got here a shtickle punishment, if you will. Why was Rebbe punished? Says Rashi, because he, the Chodesh, had been Moiche on behalf of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. As we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was no small potatoes. And even if he was not one of the biggest of the Talmidim, he should say, Avdan, Yushar, still, quiet. One of the Talmidim is coming. You're talking so nastily. But since Rebbe maintained shtika, and therefore he got a shtickle punishment. What was the shtickle punishment? That he was referred to as not Rebbe, like Rabbeinu, our Rebbe. Rabcha is your Rebbe, and not everybody else's Rebbe. So there always has a shtickle simim and a shemayim. He got a shtickle punishment in this one. Anyway, Arhochi Asi Yivom Lekamei Derami, as this shir is developing, Yivom came there, as Omalei Rebbe Leavdon. This Yivom was quite young, or youngish, and therefore the question was, can we do Yibam with this young lady or not? Meaning, we have to determine whether or not she's already Bas Mitzvah. Because we learned in the Mishnah that if you have a Ketana Shecholza, the Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula. So we want to know, does she have Shtei Saras or not? So Rebbe said to Avdan, Poik Bodka, go and find out, check with the other ladies, find out whether or not she's already a Gdoy. So the Boston Nofek, after Avdon left, Omalei to go and make that investigation, Omalei Rabbi Shmuel raised his hand and he said to Rebbe, it's really not necessary, because Kach Omer Abba, Abba of course being Rabbi Yossi, and that's the Rabbi Yossi that we started off at the beginning, that Rabbi Yossi is the Chum that holds that Isha Ben Gedoyla Ben Ketana, my father, Rabbi Yossi Paskin, Ishkosim Beparsha, Aval Isha Ben Gedoyla Ben Ketana, so therefore you don't have to be Baidik. Omalei, so as soon as Rebbe heard that, he took this as the psak of the previous generation of Rabbi Yossi, and he said, Rabbi Yossi, that's the halacha. Omalei ta, bring back Avdan, no leitzrichas, we don't need him to go and investigate any longer what the Yoshtei Saris, Nishtei Saris, because Isha filo Kitana. Kvar hoy rezokin, we already had the zokin, meaning Rabbi Yossi already pasked. Kimafaseya Avdan vi Ossi. So Avdan was now traipsing back, and now he was doing what he had nastily criticized Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and that is that everybody had to make room and he had to go and get back to his seat. And now Omri Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi took this as an opportunity to repay him and said, Misha Tzarechle Am Kadosh, Yifaseya Al Roshi Am Kadosh. The person that was needed by the holy nation, in other words, I was needed because I was the one that told the halach of Rabbi Yossi, which Rebbe accepted. Yifaseya Al Roshi Am Kadosh. You know, since it was necessary for me to come to the shir, as you can see from the events that transpired, that's why I had quote-unquote the right to go and delay and have people move in all directions. Avdan, we don't need you anymore because Rebbe said your mission is over. You should sit in the back. You shouldn't be pushing everybody and coming to the front. Rebbe said to Avdan, come beduchtech. Taka, stay where you are and don't move ahead. Tana Boise Shah, in that hour, Nitzterea Avdan with Tovush Neivonov, Umeanu Shtei Kaloisev. Avdan had three punishments. Number one, Nitzterea. He became a Metzoira. Why did he become a Metzoira? Says Rashi. That's Uinsho Shaloshan Hara is Negoim. Yes, it's true. We normally think of Loshan Hara that you go and say gossip about somebody else, true or untrue, whatever. Loshan Hara, Moiti Shemra. But our Gemara interprets Loshan Hara, Rashi interprets Loshan Hara in a broader sense. Anytime you say something bad about someone, we just had about Miriam and Aaron, where Miriam was critical of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not really Loshan Hara. Okay, she's not happy that Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer living with Tzipora, but that's not really Loshan Hara. But nevertheless, she became Metzayra. Here too, Avdan became Metzayra. V'tovu shnei vonav, and his two children, his two sons drowned. The Aruch Laner says, this is Mida Keneged Mida, because the Gemara in Mesech the Shabbos says, Ha'iman dirochim rabbanim, haven lei bonin tamid chacham. Someone who loves tamid chacham, he'll be zoicher to have children who are tamid chacham, since obviously Avdan was not respectful for other Tamid Chacham, so he lost his sons. That they did not become Tamid Chacham, and they didn't even have longevity because, unfortunately, of what he said. Finally, Mianu Shtei Kaloisev, his two kalis, meaning his two daughters-in-law, were Mima'anois against their husbands. How could he have a girl that was Mima'anois? After all, if he was still alive, he should have the sole right to go marry them off. And apparently they were married off by the mother, and not by the father. So that's not difficult, because we've had other Gemaras that say Yisoyim B'chaya Av. That means that if his daughters were already previously married and previously divorced, then the father loses the right to marry them off a second time, but the mother can, etc., etc.
But if it's Kalosot, it sounds like his daughters-in-law, not his daughters.
And therefore, that's good or bad.
You don't need that explanation, because it means that these were girls who were married.
I accept that. Thank you. So what Barry's correcting me and he's saying is, I'm not afraid to say that you're correct. Sometimes I am afraid, but today I'm not afraid to say I'm correcting, because I'm not sitting on this highfalutin bummer. And because since we just heard Avdon, be careful with what you say, you're right. Since
Tara is human to forgive is divine.
Yeah, good, thank you. But what does this have to do with our Gemara? So there's a Gemara mentioned, we're going to get to another couple of days, in Daf Kuf Ches, where it talks about the Kalsi, the Avdon, that they were upset at their husbands, and it says Shori Rebbe Shoder Rebbe Zugid Rabbanan Lemiv Dekinu. Rebbe sent a pair of Rabbanan to be boydik them. Rashi learns that Lemiv Dekinu means to be boydik whether they're still machzik in their merit. They still want to leave their husbands. We're talking about young girls that are not bas mitzvah yet, and they've decided we don't want to stick around. We want to exercise our right of milah. So Rashi says, send a pair of abundant to find out, are they still interested or are they cooled off as their anger, their wrath cooled off? That's how Rashi is. The Aruch Laner says, no, that Lemdekinu is Mida Kenege Mida over here. Just like Avdon was sent initially to go and be Boidek, if the young lady had already reached the age of Bas Mitzvah to be able to perform Chalitza, there we have to be boydik to go and see when the girls are too old that we can no longer perform the mir. So that was the midah kenege midah in Agamah. Hayim baruch hanem. Am Nachma Yitzchak. Baruch Hachmona de kasvi li avdu bihai alma. Baruch Hashem that he got all of his punishments in this world, because otherwise up in Shemaim, boy would he be gotten some bad black and blue marks. So it's good that he got hit over the head over here. Om Rebami mitvorv shel berebi nilmaid. Berebi usually means like from the Gadol Hador, which presumably of you means Reb Yosi. Nilmaid, we learn the Ketana Chiletzis bipu utois. Rashi explained, mitvorv shel berebi, that's Reb Yosi. Rashi says, called berebi loshing odom god. So from the fact that Reb Yosi paskin that even a Ketana can go and engage in Chalitza, it doesn't have to be a Ketana who's 11 and a half years old. Even if she putes means very young, even as old as 5 or 6 or 7 years old, as long as they know what they are doing. It doesn't have to be the full level of maturity of a grown person. Obviously, if you're only a few years old, you're not going to have that. But Rashi quotes Gemara Maseches Gittin that putes mekchon mekach memkor and memkor, if they go into the candy store and they buy chewing gum or something like that, even though they're only a few years old, nevertheless, it is a binding transaction. Rashi defines putes kibar shis. Kibar Sheva, 6 or 7 years old. Here too, if she knows what's going on, They are kosher. Ketan is kosher to do a chalitza. Rova Amar Chetagia Loinis Adorim. No, it's got to be older. Loinis Adorim is 1 year before Bas Mitzvah, which means from 11 years. The Ilchus Aloch is that Shetovi Shnei Saris Yitak. Have to wait until she becomes a gedoyla. We do not allow a ketana to do a chalitza after all. Now, all of this is very, very good, but it still raises an issue. And that is, remember we learned the Mishnah yesterday, we pointed out that the Mishnah puts together three cases, and then has a fourth case. What were the three cases? If you go back to Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, the fourth line of the Mishnah, HaChedesh Shenechlat, he was a Chedesh, HaChedesh Shecholta, she was a Chedeshes, or Echelez LeKotan, all of those are possible. Now what is the halachic equivalent of the Kotan? That's the Ketana case. Just like we have the Chedesh and the Chareshes, you have the Ketan and the Ketana. And that's the next part of the Mishnah. Ketana Shecholtza, Tachlo, it's Misha Tag. We'll do it over again. Vimloi Cholza, Chalitza, Sepsula. Why didn't we just go and put all the four cases together? Chedesh and Echlitz, Chareshes and Shecholtza, Chalitza, the Ketan and the Ketana Shecholtza, that all of them are Chalitza, Sepsula. And what is this additional verbiage? The Ketana Shecholtza, do it again when she becomes a Gdoyla, if she didn't Chalitza, Sepsula. The Chedesh, this is kind of a strange text. So the Gemara doesn't address it. But the Tab Toises addresses it. If you look at the Tab Toises, Ketana Shecholtza, Chalitza Sepsula, Vamai, Vimtaimer, Amai Le Ore V'tanu Lehu Ketana Bahadi Chesh V'Charash, why did they put it all together? Since there is another Mandiyama, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, we kind of severed that from the other three, because the other three is according to everybody, and this one is separate because there's a Machlokes. Why don't we say, first of all, what do we need to say? Do a new Chalitza Mishtagdil? And why don't we say that by Kotten the same thing? So he repeats it again. No, do another one. And if you didn't do the other one, it's going to be good. In other words, to emphasize that the chalitza by ektana is worthless according to...
It doesn't even pass over to the Achen.
Exactly. It's goodish, meaningless. That's why we have a Pesach. Rabbi Yossi disagrees like we had in the Gemara. Okay. Continuing
by... The Halachas are not like him.
Yeah, the Gemara concludes that the Halachas you have to be... I guess so. Chol to Mishnai. Omer Yossi ben Yumi Omer of Nachman. Remember this Gemara we had already yesterday. At the end of the Mishnah, it's Chol to Mishnai. If there were only two... The Tanakhama said, Basel, Reb Shimon, Reb Yechonah, Sandler, Machshirin, they said it's kosher with two. So tomorrow, you know, Yumi, Reb Nachman, ain't look, he says, we do not paskin like those two great giants. Two is not good. Ibam Reb Nachman Chodesim, didn't we learn this earlier on in our Perek? Did you need three? So what does he have to repeat over here again? Reb Nachman, the loch is not like the zug. Two is not enough. And there he said, you need three. No, we have to repeat it twice. The Yidmar Hachkamais would only say the first memra that you have to have three. Have a minhani l'chachila. Okay, you have to have three. But you have it after the tray. But you have it two out of three. Roy, all too good. Kamash v'lon, ain't a luck guys is no good. The Yashmin, ain't a luck guys is that two is no good. Maybe you need five. Because remember, you had a machlokes on with Rabbi Yehuda said five. Exactly. That's why.
They have five to Mefarshim.
That's yeah, exactly. So therefore, says Gemara, that's why you have to have both members. Two is no good. You have to have three. And then we finish off the Mishnah, the Maaseh mit Rabbi Kiva, Maaseh shecholtzu beinoy lebeinoy that were based on Yisurim. And then it came in front of Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva said,
good.
It is good. Zukti Gemara beinoy lebeinoy mi adamas. And how does anybody know that this really took place? Maybe they're just telling fake news. Yeah. You had two Edom standing outside. They were mashkiach min hachaloinois. They were actually able to see what was going on. So even though they weren't present, but they can be made. We saw it. We saw the ganze, the kriya, mit chalitza, mit rekika, the ganze geschäft. Iboilu, master shechotu beinu lebeinu avroi, uba maisav neir vikiva beisav yisur. Oidil master shechotu beinu lebeinu beisav yisur. In other words, from the Lashon of the Mishnah where it says this story happened beisav yisur, doesn't mean that the story took place in beisav yisur. And then they asked Rabbi Kiva who was outside, or did this take place outside the Beis Yisur, and then they sent the message to Rekiva inside the Beis Yisur. meaning, because we know from the Gemara elsewhere that Rabbi Kiva, because he was Marbitz Toyre Barabim, after the Romans went and they said, you're not allowed to, he was arrested, he was a Beis Yisur. So maybe they went and sent the Shaila to him, the Beis Yisur. Now the Lashon HaMishnah doesn't easily lend itself to this Shaila, because the Lashon HaMishnah is pretty straightforward. A Maisa B'Echad Shecholos Beino Lebeino, the Beis Yisur, it certainly sounds like it took place in the jail, and then they sent the Maisa, so Rabbi Kiva was outside. So twice is here on the bottom, suppose it tries to change the gear so slightly, that it could be that the Rabbi Kiva was in the Beis Yisur. Anyway, Omerav Yehuda, Omerav, the Beis Yisurim Hava, Hoya Maisa, or the Beis Yisurim, Bo Maisa. The truth of the matter is that both are correct. The actual story took place in Beis Yisurim. Took place in one jail cell. And then there was a Shaila that came up. What's the halacha? Is she now owes zika and she's able to be a yivam l'shuk? Is she or not? And the story came to Rabbi Kiva. Where was Rabbi Kiva? It was all the Beis Yisurim.
Local Orthodox rabbi.
Oh, mamash. As local as it can get. On the same floor, on the chvayis, but a different cell, or maybe it's upstairs or downstairs. But the point is, both are correct. Both they were the Beis Yisurim. He was the Beis Yisurim. He found out the Shaila, and he paskin that it's kosher. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Says, I give thanks, Zach is in.